have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. People tell me I love. Hi, y'all. Welcome. Welcome. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. Really? I don't know if I've got a clear answer yet. Maybe. Or maybe not, because I don't really know. Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? And the pope, apparently they're going to have, the pope expired, as you know. And apparently they're going to be having his funeral Saturday, I think. And there are a lot of folks from all over, everywhere, they say, that will be attending the funeral of the pope. And I'm still not getting why the Pope is necessary. What is it that the Pope does that make the people, I don't know, a job? Why do you need a Pope? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening. No matter where you are in the world, podcast, and you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, it is Friday. Already, again, it's Friday. And we take all calls, but as you know, we love the blacks. And so there are not all, but most blacks don't seem to know that. So we have decided that Fridays will be Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? 888-775-3773. But before I get into that, I want to finish up on the Super Chats that we did not get to yesterday due to time. I appreciate Super Chats. So, Super Chats.
Steven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Amazing. Interesting shirt.
Yeah, it says The Hake Report.
What's that?
That's my show. Live right after yours.
And how can people get it?
TheHakeReport.com.
No, I mean the shirt.
TheHakeReport.com.
Oh, that's it?
And then find the shop.
So like, it says TheHakeReport.com.
And then you're
slash shop.
Nope.
It just said Hake Report.
And then there's a shop link there.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Interesting.
Nice.
Amazing.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, gave his second shot at the biblical question. Why do you need a pope?
Why do you need a pope?
We don't need a pope, just like Israel didn't need a king. They wanted it, got it, and got lost. Jesus is all we need to get to God. The pope may be supposed to be a symbol, but people are bad with that, just like they think Jesus is God and they get nowhere. We don't. Love y'all, guys. Don't be beta.
Thank you. Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Steven.
Yeah.
Wazo 5 Coffees. This is a buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Nice.
You could be listening even if you understand a car hiding because you running from ice. What the? No, I finally understand what Jesse means when he says all the being nice and giving people money and stuff is not love. Don't help people if you love them. Let them suffer.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Wazo says, I was doing the silent prayer and it came to me. That's why Job was suffering. It was perfect love from the Father. David and the lions lose fear or die. And the devil told Jesus to turn the stone to bread is just an example of the thoughts not being real, just like Jesus had a choice. What the?
Keep it piffy. I lost my way there.
Thank you, Wazo.
What was he saying? Is it Wazo a man or woman?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But what were they saying?
Let people suffer.
Oh, okay.
To help them.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Eric bought a coffee. Jesse and crew, can you make a YouTube clip out of Jesse's conversation today, meaning yesterday, with Jonas out of L.A., who's trying to quit heroin? Thanks.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Eric. Blunt Wit.
Hold on. Derek's speaking to me in my ear. He said, my producer, he said that we already did.
Done.
It's out already.
Nice.
Thank you. It's out.
Blunt Wit. Jesus saves, but.
What do you say, Derek? Right. Yeah, it's already out. Yeah, we told him. Thank you.
Blunt Wit, Jesus saves, but George Nelson withdraws. Happy BTT, Bible Thumper Thursday. Good work, JLP and crew. God bless.
Thursdays are Bible Thumper Thursdays, and so he's referring to that. Thank you.
Jody Samurai, Jesse Lee's calendar goes straight from March 31st to April 2nd, because no one fools Jesse Lee.
Amazing. Thank you.
Georgia for free speech, bought 5 coffees. When I began silent prayer, angry voices flooded my mind. My ego loved arguing with me, but 3 months later, I found peace. Keep going, be still, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And those voices have always been there, arguing with you, but you one with them. You identify with them, and you didn't realize it was something that was happening in you and not you. Thank you.
Shout out to the top, oh no, Hannah's. Gave 3 coffees saying, stick with it, times 3. Thank
stay
you,
with
Jesse.
It, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the D Live crew, Games for Rec 555-555-565, Groovy Monkey Wolf 336, Misty, and Army Ann. Thanks as always.
Amazing. Thank you. Shout out. Thank you.
Dawn from Cincinnati bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why do you need a pope?
Pope is the top of going against God, as Christ tells us never, ever, but never to call anyone father.
They call him Pope Father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they called him Pope.
They call the priests Holy Father.
Well, I know they call the priest that, but I never heard them call the Pope that.
Oh, yeah.
They call him Pope Father.
Lots of recovering Catholics.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Identity. Christ is, just to clarify, Catholicism was the first Christian religion, and the first pope ever was the disciple Peter. Where's Peter? He did. So as tradition,
Pope was a, I mean, go ahead.
As tradition, they've decided to vote someone to take his place, Peter, to represent the head of the church in the same way the president represents the head of our country. Ultimate decisions, cardinals or bishops are like the Senate and Congress. Over time, the church became political, all ego.
Thank you, but Paul was a pope.
According to the church, according to the Catholic Church.
But does it say in the Bible that Paul was a pope?
Not that I'm aware of, unless it's in a different language.
Because I never read anywhere in the Bible, and I, you know, I'm black and so I could have missed it, but I've never read anywhere that Paul was a pope.
Maybe the Italian Bible has that.
That Paul was a pope?
Could be. I've never seen it in the English Bible.
But how did Paul get the name Pope? Because none of the disciples were named religious stuff.
True.
They weren't named Baptist, Pope, Allah, Allah, or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So how did Paul get the title Pope, and there's nowhere in the Bible where he was a pope?
Maybe the same way that the Trinity and stuff like that. We don't need a pope, but every house needs a head, so that is why we have one.
This person said that the Catholic need a head.
I guess so.
Amazing. Thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee, Luke 6:42, King James Version. Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly how to pull the mote that is in thy brother's eye.
Amazing. Thank you. Bible Thumping Thursday. So he's trying to tell you there, or she, focus on yourself and take your eyes off other people.
Jesse's right. Work on yourself first, then you can love with real love.
Absolutely. Everything starts with you. Interesting. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That old English was rough to read.
It sure was.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, being with a female who earns more than you, may as well ask her to buy you a dress and a feather duster and go in the kitchen and her a steak and cook yourself some tofu.
We had the discussion about should a man live with or marry a woman who makes more money than him. It was very interesting. Thank you.
Josh from Georgia, biblical question response.
Georgia, on my mind, why do we need a pope?
I don't need a pope. I see a strong temptation from evil within me to make someone my hero or leader. Will feel good at first, but ultimately result in a deep hatred for that person. The devil uses the pope as a false idol for the masses.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Josh.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees. Jesse, I am doing the silent prayer daily, staying aware, watching my thoughts. Makes sense as to why God wants humans to be perfect. Nothing to do if you practice the above mentioned. Thank you.
The greatest mistake that you can make in life, the greatest sin that you can make in life, is to forget. Forget to be present. It's a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
On Cash App, Anthony says, Black Friday already. Where's the sale?
Amazing. Thank you.
Says, good morning, Jesse, Hake, Joel, Anchor Baby, and Derek. Nice.
Good morning. Thank you.
Shout out to the people on the Rumble crew, the monthly supporters. Pastor Chatelet gifted some subscriptions to Jesse Lee, and so did Pastor Chatelet another. And he says, Chirp Chain, Black Excellence does not fear the chirp of the ceiling burb. Change that battery, yo.
Black Excellence. Thank you.
Nice. And thank you, guys. Paola says, happy Black Friday.
Black Friday. Thank you, Paola.
Number 2 emoji.
Paola, right?
Paola.
Paolo.
Paola.
Paola. Paula. Amazing. Thank you.
You might have been right with Paula.
Oh.
P-A-O-L-A.
So you don't know for sure?
I pronounce it Paula.
And you white?
I'm white, but I think it's a Latin name.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, amazing. Thank you. Before you run, shotgun, shoot before you run now. Do-do-do, baby. Do-do-do. Do-do-do now. It's twine time. It's twine time. You remember that song?
I do, only because of you and your callers. I think some black callers.
Joe, you know that song? No.
No.
Oh, God.
I bet he does, because I feel like it came out around the time that he was coming here.
Shotgun.
And working back there.
That song came out way before Joe was even
born. No, I know, but
I first heard it.
The
plan here.
Yeah, some caller, because it was after Walter Scott got shot in the back.
Do the joke, baby. Do the joke now.
And one of your black liberal callers was like, you got to sing that song, Shotgun. Shoot them before they run now.
Shotgun. Shoot them before you run now. Do the dirt, baby.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It's on Google.
No, this is in my...
Oh.
My music.
So let me ask. Yeah. Ask, who is the greatest man of all time?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
What?
What do you mean, what?
So Jesus was the greatest man in history of all time.
Yeah.
Amazing. I wanted you to tell me what you think about this video.
Okay.
From X. Here's a video summarizing the greatest man in history. Watch this, from X. I said it.
The greatest man in history, Jesus, had no servants, yet they called him master. Had no degree, yet they called him teacher. Had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He did not live in a castle, yet they called him Lord. He ruled no nations, yet they called him King. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. His kingdom is not of this world, yet it lies within the hearts of those who believe. He spoke of love and forgiveness, and his words have transformed millions. He offers no material wealth, yet we consider him the treasure of our lives. He promises no earthly power, yet in his name the powerless have found strength. Though he left no written words, his message has filled countless pages. In his weakness, we find our strength. In his suffering, our salvation. Jesus, the greatest man in history, continues to invite us into a story of redemption, love, and eternal life. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amazing. What do you think about that?
I called it.
What manner of man is this? That's amazing, huh? And especially the way this guy from S is explaining it. And it's amazing that a person can have that kind of power.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about that is in us, too. It's in all human beings, but most people never find it.
What a mess, huh?
It's amazing that we all, men and women, we all have that same power.
Makes you want to spit seeing how people are underdeveloped or whatever.
It's crazy that we have that power, and yet we live powerless. A defeated life.
Yeah.
That's so sad when you think about it, but we literally do have it. I'm not making it up.
It makes sense.
We really have it. But most people don't believe it. They don't know it. they'll wait until they die. Poor people wait till they die. I wouldn't take the risk. But they'll wait until they die. And they think once they die, that's when it's going to happen. One other quick thing, they, I'll be done. What I am, I mean, am I surprised? I am, what is interesting to me is that most people don't believe that you can have perfect peace on earth. Most people don't believe that. Preachers, Christians and non-Christians alike, entertainers, doctors, lawyers, they don't believe that you can have perfect peace on earth. And that's dumbfounding to me. Why don't you believe that? You know what I mean? Christ said that I came that you may have peace. Why don't you have the peace? You don't believe it or what? And then when I ask, do you have peace? They're like, no, no one does, they say. And so in order for them to believe that it's possible, they got to see it with their eyes first.
Interesting.
Can we say doubt in Thomas?
Yeah. It's like a, they don't, they also don't want it. And it's partly what, the reason that they don't want it is because they have the doubts that they would like it.
Right. Absolutely. I would not want to live a whole lifetime on earth without peace. That seemed to be like a lifetime of misery. It seemed to be like a lifetime of living in hell.
Right.
You're just born in hell and you stay in hell for the rest of your life. Who want to live that way?
A lot of people.
And why would you want to believe in God, a God that would not give you peace? Why not just stay with the God that won't give you peace, Satan, anger? But why don't you just stay with that? But it's amazing that most people, that I don't know if I ever ask, maybe one or two people, maybe, and then they were not sure, do you have perfect peace? And I don't know if I ever heard anyone just say yes that I've interviewed or spoke to.
Well, in that world, you can't help but swallow lies and lie to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, man, huh?
That's crazy. And that's like the Christian world, too.
It is the Christian world.
Yep.
The Christians who are supposed to be believing in Christ, they have no perfect peace. They have no peace. All they have is a song and a dance.
Yeah.
And a lifted up holy hands.
And if you don't sing it like them, you're no Christian.
I got a song, I ain't got no melody.
Great song.
Let the bad guy win every once in a while. I got a dance, I ain't got no step. No. And they go around in circles. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you dealing with on your show today at 11 a.m. on the Hake Report?
It's a bit of a surprise.
It's all that Joel.
But I may touch on this guy wore a, and I mentioned it yesterday, Protect the Dolls t-shirt.
Protect and the what?
The Dolls. D-O-L-L-S.
Oh, blind white women?
Nope.
Pretty white women?
They wish. It's Dolls is what the LGBT people call the transgenders.
Are you saying D-O-L-L or D-O-G?
No, D-O-L-L-S.
Oh, I thought you were saying Dolls.
Well, that's almost right.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. It's on a Hake Report at
9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 Central, noon Eastern, right after J.C. Lee.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to, we take all call, but Friday is Black Friday. And we have started, it used to be open line Friday. It's still somewhat open line. But I want to show, make an attempt, another attempt. We've been trying to show the blacks for a long time. But I want to show them that they have been lied to. And that they're lied to by the so-called the civil rights leaders, their black representatives, their black preachers and others, liberal whites, that they're lying to the blacks about history, past history, and now. And then they're doing it because they want to control you for power, false power, but power and wealth. They don't want the blacks to be free. They don't want you to be an individual, a man or a woman without anger. Because if you didn't have anger, if you don't have anger, they cannot control you. You can only control an angry person, man or woman. You can make them feel good, and you know exactly how to make them feel good, and you can make them feel bad, and they don't know that you're making them feel good. Or they don't know that you're making them feel bad. And the blacks have been controlled like this all their lives. Well, not all their lives, but since the civil rights movement for sure. And I came from, grew up in Alabama on a plantation, and this mentality were not there at the time. Really. Blacks did not have civil rights leaders. They didn't even let the preacher be their leader. They learn from the preacher. The preacher was the teacher. You got to learn from the teacher. The teacher point you in the right way. Nothing wrong with the teacher. But they didn't have him as a leader. And that has all changed. And they are destroying black people. But I blame the black as an adult. You're responsible. I want to give you a little history on how the blacks were before the civil rights movement, who was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion. I want to kind of give you an example of the mindset of the blacks before the civil rights movement. Here's a black middle-class man from 1967 out of Atlanta explaining why he never considered himself black. Watch this from X.
Tree lined street. I'd like to have a summer home on the lake. I'd like to have a yacht and belong to a North Shore yacht club. I like to wear suits from Brooks Brothers. All Americans, and I am an American, we think this way. There's no other way to think. I can't think African. I can't think Irish. I can't think Norwegian. I have to think with in the structure, the society in which I live, which is a white society. So their values are imposed on me, and I think this kind of way. I don't think of myself as being a Negro. Never until recently have I really been concerned that I am a Negro. I thought all the while that I was an American.
Amazing, huh? He thought he was an American. That's from the good old days. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And the last thing most black people think today, not all, but most, the last thing they think is that they're Americans. They don't think they're American. They'll call themselves African American, everything but American. Isn't that sad? In the good old days, when boys were boys, and men were men, black Americans thought of themselves, and they were Americans. And as a result, there was nothing or no one that could hold them back. And it's all gone now, for the most part. There is an exception of those few blacks who have refused to join the crowd, but to be individual thinkers themselves, to hold on to their individuality, and they are free. But blacks were not, they were just Americans. And this is Black Friday, right? And I just want to remind the blacks, because they don't believe me when I tell them I grew up at a time where blacks were not thinking and believing the stuff that they believe and think now. They would never follow crazy individual like Jasmine Cricket, an insane female, or Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, and all those people. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
A papa boy living yard man. Yard man, it's a yard man. Me can't show you what the yard man.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m., heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama, from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., on Friday, no Joel Friday on Friday. His name is Friday, but his show is not Friday. His show is Joel Thursday. He black. Joel Friday. What's your Friday TV? What's your show to call? Joel Friday TV, right? Yeah. Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. Isn't that amazing? At 11 a.m., but on Fridays, Fridays at 11 a.m., we have brand new episodes of the Fallen State.tv. And this for today at 11 a.m., I had an amazing discussion with Lauren Whiskey. She is a media personality and political activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just could not get clean, and I was hardcore drug use. It wasn't supposed to happen to people like me, and it did. Addiction, it doesn't discriminate. God started to work on my heart. He started to rebuild me from the inside out.
The heart is evil. When you can admit that, he would change it, and he would start to work on everything else.
Every opportunity I could have ever wanted, God gave to me, but it was like only after I had submitted to his will in my life.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. this morning, Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. You can be a member. You can become a member of The Fallen State right there on YouTube, thefallenstate.tv, or locals.com. And thank you for your support. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. Energy all over the place. Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, as I've said, and the American Anchor Baby own energy. They can become like an energy stop-off shop to fill up your gas tank or something. You know how Tesla had those when you have to plug your car in to make the battery go up? You can get energy from them. It'll be given to them by God. At 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. And then Sunday morning, I'll see you at Fellowship on Sunday. Come on down if you're in L.A. area anywhere or visiting. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church from 11 a.m. Starting at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. before I go to the phone, I'm just showing all people, but especially the blacks, that things have not always been the way they are today with black people. Black people at one time, prior to the so-called civil rights movement, black people were free. They were free. They didn't have leaders. They were Americans. I never thought that in growing up, when I first left home, I never thought that one day I would hear black people saying that they were African or they were anything but Americans, and that somehow or another the white man has held them back because they didn't think that way back in good old days. You heard that first soundbite we made. He didn't even think of himself as anything but American. The mindset back in 1967 and earlier and a little bit after that was saying that's gone now. And then the blacks who have held on to the original free mindset, they're still free, but most are not. They are angry. They are lost. They are committing violent crime and all kind of stuff. They blame the white man. They literally believe, which is a lie, but they really believe that somebody else can hold them back. And as a result, they have not progressed in their own lives because they think the white man holds them back because they believe lies. So I played that soundbite for you where this black guy from 1967, he explained it. He never considered himself as being black. He was an American. Here is a 1960 video of a black L.A. Now, I want to show you, and this is so amazing, I want to show you how the blacks in the city compared themselves to the blacks in the South, in the country, in the South. Blacks in the cities look down on blacks in the South. Really? They thought they were better. What's up? You know they went white. The blacks in the city looked down on the blacks in the South, and they didn't want the blacks coming to the city, the country blacks. They were like, uh-uh, they're going to make us look bad. They're going to bring down our neighborhoods. Here is a 1960 video of black L.A. resident sharing concern about the rise in Southern black migrants in their cities. Watch this from X.
The whole tone of this meeting is we're setting ourselves up as little puppet Jesuses. We can't help anyone else until we help ourselves. The Negro has had two professions, his own medicine, dentistry, or law, or psychiatry, and he's had the profession of being a Negro. And many of us have come out here to escape from this second profession of being a Negro. And we're out here a while, and we're working in our own field, and then we find out that here these same problems are falling on the heels of 1,600 Negroes a month that come into Los Angeles. Now this gives us problems. It's our own view. It's our own identifying with these Negroes that are coming in with their carpet bags that causes us problems.
This is our basic embarrassment that we as Negroes have. We want to live together, yet we want to sort of scatter to the far winds and live amongst white people.
What the? They didn't want the black people from the South coming to L.A.? What the? You're going to mess up their lifestyle. That you, Joe, don't want the blacks coming here?
That's me and other blacks. I ain't with y'all.
May said you don't know your culture, and you try to comment on black people. You don't even understand black people.
She was right.
What? Here's a little bit more. Here are more comments about black L.A. residents. Watch this from X. Huh? What's that?
Which one did you play? I think that was it. No, no. You got C still to play, but I played C.
You're all running the board right now. I don't know what you're doing.
I played B. I played the wrong one.
Oh.
You played B?
I played C, but we can play B now.
Yeah, play B. Part B.
Los Angeles a month. By 1970, there'll probably be a million Negroes in this city. And I know that people are concerned about this. They may not talk about it very often, but I certainly heard them shudder in church when he said there'd be a million Negroes in Los Angeles.
We shudder because we're saying, in essence, the majority of these people are not like we are. And we felt that maybe some of us felt we left the South because we were getting away from this problem. We are part of this exodus too, but we are a little maybe embarrassed by the fact that here we're going to have a mass element come in that's going to create a tremendous social problem in the community to which we find a great deal of difficulty in relating to.
Well, how do I sound like a do-gooder? Because I really am not, and I'm somewhat of a snob. But I do think that with these people coming in who are not our intellectual equals, nor are they of our sociological bracket, they're not to be a handicap to us. They'll find their own level. Now, I do sound like a snob, but I don't mean it this way. But they're used to living a certain way, and they too might rise up above their origin and might one day be our associates.
So let's do C over two. This is I want to replay the comments about Black and L.A. Res. He played the wrong one too soon. Okay.
The whole tone of this meeting is we're setting ourselves up as little puppet Jesuses. We can't help anyone else until we help ourselves. The Negro has had two professions, his own medicine, dentistry, law, or psychiatry, and he's had the profession of being a Negro. And many of us have come out here to escape from this second profession of being a Negro. And we are out here a while and we're working in our own field, and then we find out that here these same problems are falling on the heels of 1,600 Negroes a month that come into Los Angeles. Now this gives us problems. It's our own view. It's our own identifying with these Negroes that are coming in with their carpet bags that causes us problems.
This is a basic embarrassment that we as Negroes have. We want to live together, yet we want to sort of scatter to the far winds and live amongst white people.
Amazing, huh? Did you know Black people thought that way at one time? They didn't want all those Negroes coming here from the South. Those are Joy L people right there. They ain't want these Black people come to L.A. What the? Thousands a month. What the? They going to mess up our professional. They going to bring in all that country stuff. We don't want that. They're the underclass. Does that sound like a bunch of KKK members sitting around talking about the Black Negroes? Did it sound like the KKK or Black people talking about Black people? Did you know that Black people once upon a time thought that way about other Blacks? And even today, as quiet as it kept, when Black people get money, what do? They move away from the Blacks. They move out. They move to the Valley. They move to the white neighborhoods. They don't want to be around the Blacks. What the? And you blame the white people for your problems. Isn't that amazing? I'm glad for Black Friday because we really want to try to encourage Black people to wake up. You have been lied to. You've been made to be angry, starting at home with your mothers and grandmother, but that anger has been built up on to use you, to keep you angry because you cannot control a free person. You can only control an emotional person. You can make them feel good and you can make them feel bad, but either way, you have control. And once you wake up, you're going to be stunned because you're not paying attention when you're asleep, but when you wake up, you're going to be stunned how people study you and they watch for your weakness and they know exactly what to do to make you feel good or exactly what to do to make you angry, because all angry people are hypnotized and they are mentally ill. Talk about the mental illness. All angry people are hypnotized and they are mentally ill. They are mentally ill. And so the same discussion is happening today in America with the American toward the illegal aliens and so on and so on. We don't want the illegal aliens in our country, right? But black people look down on, and they still do, on black people. Amazing. They ain't want all those black coming to L.A. What the? We're businessmen and women. We're intellectuals. And they may rise above us. I want to show you another example that our concern aren't only blacks, but illegals and the judicial system. Fox 11 is reporting that a twice deported undocumented immigrant convicted of killing two Orange County teens in 2021, a high-speed DUI, crashed. A high-speed DUI crash is set to be released from California State Prison after serving on 3.5 years of his 10-year sentences. White says from Fox News.
Yeah, Dana, good morning to you. This illegal alien had a lengthy rap sheet here in California long before he ever killed these two California teenagers. He's got several felony convictions on his record, several convictions for driving without a license, but he was still out and about on California's roads. And this young American couple ended up paying the price for that. And now their killer is getting an early release. It was November 2021, a fiery collision on an Orange County freeway. A young couple dead, and the driver who crashed into them, a twice-deported illegal alien from Mexico with multiple felonies, in custody for being drunk, high, and speeding at nearly 100 miles per hour.
I get a knock on the door, and there's two police officers.
The pain written all over the face of Pavel Osokin, as he recalls being told his son Nikolai and his 19-year-old girlfriend Anya Varfolomiev, friends since they were kids, were gone.
They told me there was a horrible incident. My son and his girlfriend, Anya, basically were burned alive in their car.
She was my daughter.
Anya's father, Anatoly, got a similar knock on the door that night.
He said Anya's name. I said, yes, it's my daughter.
My wife came downstairs and she was screaming and crying.
Said no, 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 no.
And the Democrats wanted to, they're down in El Salvador, and they want to bring the illegals back into your country. They don't want them to leave. They care more about the illegal alien than they do you, the American people. Isn't that amazing thing? They're down there pretending they really love the illegal alien, and they don't. They're trying to maintain power for themselves. But think about that. They don't care that you're being killed. And Fox 11 is reported that the state planned to release him, disclosed to the victim family on Easter Sunday. They just told the people on Easter Sunday. What amazing. It's not a basket of eggs. Not fresh eggs, but rotten eggs. We're going to be letting this guy out soon. And this sparked a national outrage and prompted the filing of federal charges. Watch this from Fox News.
In spring of 2022, a jury convicted Oscar Eduardo Ortega Anguiano on two counts of gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. A judge sentenced him to 10 years. But on Easter Sunday, the family say they received this notice from the California Department of Corrections that on July 19th, he'll be getting out.
2 years for killing 2 kids. It's confusing to me. Why you give them 10 if they're going to spend 5 and then 3?
Yeah, 2 young, productive American citizens killed for nothing. And that illegal immigrant who already has been deported twice is going to be released again?
In a statement, the Department of Corrections wouldn't confirm the release, but said in part, quote, incarcerated persons may earn credits for participating in rehabilitative programming, which may move their parole dates to an earlier date. Anya and Nikolai's families are now sending letters to the state, calling for Ortega Anguiano to serve his full sentence.
All those dreams were cut short just by one person who was not even supposed to be on that freeway. I will never forgive this guy. Never, ever.
I hope he's going to stay in prison. I hope he's going to get old in prison. And I hope he's going to get kicked out from our country in the end.
Not if the Democrats had to say so. The Democrats want him here. It's no wonder they open the borders and let everybody and they mama come in. They don't care about your life at all. They don't care about the illegal alien either. They just want the votes. Fox News has reported that Gavin Newsom's office confirmed the undocumented immigrant will be transferred to ICE custody while federal charges for illegal reentry have been filed, potentially leading to 20 years in prison. We'll see. You now have a government, Democratic Party, who are now, well, we have been knowing this for a long time now because we were like, why don't you shut the borders down? Why are you leaving the borders wide open, knowing that these people are bringing drugs and crime and everything and killing the American people? They didn't care. They were like, what the? We don't care. And now they're fighting. They're fighting Donald Trump to keep the illegals in the country. They're even going over to El Salvador, bring back the gang members. They don't care. And you vote for them. You get the government that you deserve. Why complain? No complaining necessary. 888 is a spiritual battle for what a mess. This is hell on earth coming through human beings. Hell lives in the mind and emotions of human beings. And they come out of them into the earth and it'll affect you, into the world, and it'll affect you if you're not protected. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Aaron, a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
J-E-S-S-E, Jesse.
Amazing. Aaron,
how you doing?
Do me a favor, bud. I didn't realize we were right at the top of a break. Hold on for me, all right?
Okay.
All right. I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to the callers, the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Black Friday. Back in a moment. Can't give in to faith. Place my hands to pray. God will lead the way. 'Cause all shit smells worse in the summer. So pray when I come through the gates. Hallelujah. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness, it's a strength. It's from God, it's His nature.
The National Weather Service has that foreign language drama. They're bringing it back. They're bringing back the foreign language thanks to the AI company coming through, I guess. And Trump is battling with these degenerate, evil, anti-American so-called judges. It's a big mess. Also a big mess, India and Pakistan, they can't get along. There was some like terror attack in like a tourist destination in Kashmir area, in the Himalayan area, whatever. And they can't get along. They're fighting each other. I guess it's disputed territory or something. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday, April 25th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in, though, every so often, just in case a line opens up, okay? It is Hake News on Fake News, and we'll get to the rest of your Super Chats and your calls and more great stories on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The National Weather Service, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says they will once again offer their forecasts and advisories in Spanish, Chinese, Vietnamese, French, and Samoan in America. In America. Such translations were paused earlier this month when the so-called Weather Service's contract with the AI company that provided it lapsed. Nice. Experts had expressed concern that the change would put nearly 68 million non-English speakers at risk because they could miss life-saving warnings about extreme weather. What a mess, huh? Trump continued to tangle with the so-called judicial system this week as multiple judges, including ones he appointed, ruled against his actions that the administration has taken since he returned to office as our greatest president. Three judges ruled against a Department of Education policy that had threatened to withhold federal funding unless schools banned DEI, evil diversity, evil equity, and evil inclusion efforts. One of the judges even described the administration's policy as textbook viewpoint discrimination. Shut up. One of the issues, don't say that word, kids. On the issue of immigration, a federal judge barred the administration from denying or conditioning the use of federal funds to sanctuary cities and jurisdictions, saying that portion, that was an Obama judge. I reported that on the Hake Report yesterday after a caller mentioned it, saying that portions of Trump's executive orders were unconstitutional. Give me a break. And the judge halted parts of Trump's executive order, which required voters to prove their citizenship when registering to vote. Our Constitution entrusts Congress and the states, not the president, with the authority to regulate federal elections, so said that judge with some ruling. And meanwhile, in India and Pakistan, a deadly attack on sightseers. You may have heard about this earlier this week on the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir, supposedly disputed, right? This week, escalating tensions between India and Pakistan. They all look the same to me and talk the same to me. Shout out. Gun males killed at least 26 people and injured a dozen others in a popular tourist destination of Pahalgam, which is located in the mountainous Anantnag region. All but one of the victims were Indian citizens. Indian. And New Delhi was quick to point the finger at Pakistan. Although Pakistan has denied involvement, India retaliated by downgrading ties between the nations, shutting down a key border crossing, canceling visas of Pakistani nationals, and suspending their participation in a supposedly crucial water-sharing treaty. What a mess. So Pakistan responded by suspending trade with India, closing their airspace, and canceling, or at least expelling, Indian diplomats. Pakistan also said any attempt to stop or divert water belonging to the country would be considered an act of war. Wow. What a mess. You can call into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 1-888-775-3773, but the lines are full. Check in every so often. I'm James Hake. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. If you did not hear the first hour of the show, I highly recommend you do. You can podcast it. We're talking about, I played videos from the good old days when black people were individual thinkers. They didn't have black leaders, and they weren't mad at the white man. They didn't blame white people. They didn't feel like victims. They did not think that there was anything that can hold them back in America. It was an amazing time. And then I showed you where there are some blacks in L.A. who, uppity blacks, intellectual blacks, they did not like the fact that there were black people moving from the South or the country, from the South, to L.A. They did not want all those blacks coming into L.A. I want you to see that, and maybe, just maybe, it will wake you up, or the beginning of waking up. Because today, the blacks feeling this way is ridiculous. You believe that somebody else can hold you back. That kind of thinking is so dumb. I don't even know how drunk man or woman will allow themselves to think that way. But anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-7753. 888-77-JESSE. And if you're busy, but you like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, amazing, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. And we do have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. Something like that. And, oh, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Thank you, Hank. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? It's Friday. And every Friday, we say all calls, but every Friday is Black Friday. That's the way it used to be. And man, I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey,
what's
wrong with the blacks? Brainwash. Get over the anger. You will get over the brainwashing. Really. You will get over the brainwashing. When you have anger, you can be manipulated. You can be controlled because you're asleep and don't know it. Your husband, your wife, your friends, anyone, they can control you because you cannot see. They study you in the same way that the black and white liberal, the black politicians and the white liberal politicians, or they study you. They know how to control blacks. They know how to make you feel good. Your husband, your wife, they study you. And you think they're just being all sweet and kind and loving? No such thing. They know how to manipulate you and control you while pretending to be agreeing with you. But you don't see it because you're angry and you just love the thrill of feeling good. Isn't that amazing? You ain't got sense enough to eat the cake, but yet not be in control. You don't have the know-how to take the compliment but not be controlled because you're angry. Drop the anger. You're all angry people, all. There's not one. All angry people are mentally ill. You want to overcome mental illness, overcome the anger. Drop the anger. Angry people are evil people. Anger is evil. And evil separates you from the light. It separates you from truth, from love. And you're living in darkness. You are lost. But you think you're found, and you're not. What a mess! I want to go back to first time call out of Houston, Aaron. I had to put him on hold because I went on a break. Aaron, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you're saying is so true, you know, and I lived through it, you know. And actually, I discovered you back in 2019. And it was a crazy moment in my life that I was going through with shacking up with my girlfriend and not understanding the order of God. And, you know, I was trying to make things right. Pretty much, long story short, you know, her and I ended up, you know, separating, you know, because, you know, she didn't want to follow that order. And I was trying to get my life back in order.
Yeah.
So pretty much this all started when, you know, I was turned away from my father by my mother. And I did not understand this until one day my younger sister, she found child support papers from my dad in the mail. And come to find out, my dad had two other children that we never knew about until I was about 21 years old.
Amazing.
So my mom kept that away from us. I guess she didn't want to divide the family. But
no, she didn't want you to be close to your father. Mother hated it when sons and daughters are close to their fathers.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because I remember growing up, like, my dad, he was just like a homebody. He really did not want to go anywhere with us. And everywhere we went, pretty much my mom drug us along.
Yeah.
And I could see why he did not want to go or he didn't want to be around her. But it's funny you say that because my mother always brags about how she, I guess, turned my dad's life over to Christ, how she brought him to the church. We grew up Christian and, you know, in the Church of Christ down here, you know, in Texas. She used to always say, if it wasn't for me, your dad would never be saved. I'm like, wow.
Well,
really? So we discovered, you know, that I had other siblings and whatnot, you know. And I'm 37 right now. So I went about almost 15 years without talking to my dad because of this. She put the blame on my dad for all these things that had happened. And my dad just pretty much left, and they got divorced back in 2008. So from 2008 all the way up until I discovered you in 2019, I went without talking to my dad.
Amazing.
Just angry for no reason at him.
Yeah.
And not understanding that I was turned away, and she was pointing the blame. But pretty much I forgave. And the moment I forgave, she said, forgive me for what?
The church-going woman.
Yes,
she's saving every soul but her own.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that because everything she tells me is throwing the Bible at me.
Yeah.
And telling me God wouldn't like this and God wouldn't like that and God this. Like, everything's about God. Like, you can't have a basic conversation without bringing up a scripture.
Hiding behind the Bible.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, I grew up, like I said, everything that we did, we're either, like, going to go to hell or God is going to punish us.
Amazing. So, did you know that your father was paying child support before your sister found the paper?
I had no clue. They kept this, I guess, a secret from us.
Wow.
For so many years. And these are, I guess, his kids that he had with this other woman. I understand he was in a fallen state, so he messed up twice. So he had two kids with the same woman while married to my mom.
Nice.
So we discovered that, and, you know, it was just fascinating because I don't see why my mom would want to hold this against us. You know, even if he messed up, there's always redemption, you know?
And plus, it doesn't matter what happens between the father and the mother. It has nothing to do with the children at all. Kids
right.
want their father and their mother. They don't want to be divided like that. But the mothers always divide the children and pretend to be the victim so that the kids can identify with them, with the mothers, and then they go to court and destroy the man for his money and everything else.
Yep, and that's what happened. So my dad, he ended up losing half of his 401k
Amazing.
To her. He was trying to avoid her at any means because he was being served those child support or the divorce papers. But, you know, he knew that this was going to cost him pretty much his entire earnings his whole life, you know. And he pretty much had to settle with her and give her, you know, compensate her for spousal support and all that, you know, mess that they got to give to these women now. So she would just point the blame at my dad. She would never take responsibility for her actions. And my mom, she's the youngest of seven kids. So they always refer back to their mother, how their mother did stuff, but their mother wasn't raised right as well.
Right. If you want to know what the mother was like, look at the children.
And it's crazy you say that because they still celebrate my grandma, my dad, grandma's birthday. It's crazy. I'm like, wow.
Mama will control you. Mama will control you even from the grave if you don't overcome it. Because of time, did you forgive your father? You had a talk with your father?
Yeah, so I forgave my father as well.
How did that go?
On Father's Day,
nice.
I believe, in 2022. And it went well. He
right.
actually cried, you
right
know,
on.
And he gave me one of the biggest, you know, hugs. And I just felt his spirit, how sorry he was and
yeah.
how sincere, you know, he was when it came towards just the love he had for me. And just he let me know that he did the best he could for us. And
yeah.
he tells me he's so proud of me every day because of the man that I am. But, you know, I just feel that connection back with him again. Like we're best friends. Like that missing piece to my life. That missing piece to my life is pretty much fulfilled now.
Longing for the father. Life is about a return to the father. And fathers love their sons and daughters. They love their children. And when they leave, they don't leave their children. They leave the mother of the children. And the mother of the children not going to tell you, your father loved you. He loved both of you, or the sons and the daughter. When he left me. He did not leave you. He and I did not get along, but it has nothing to do with you. She's not going to tell you that because she hates the father, she hates the children, and she's angry and evil and want the world to rotate around her. What a sad way to live.
It's sad. And one last thing I just want to throw in, I appreciate I did a cameo for my birthday. You did one for me that my girlfriend, my current girlfriend, she got me in on that. And then I did one for her last week. Her name was Rosie.
So yes.
I remember doing that cameo.
Hey,
for
Rosie. I remember Rosie because it reminded me of my grandmother's name, Rosie.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate that. Those encouraging words definitely helped her out for sure.
Right on. Amazing. This is an amazing story. You stay with it, man.
Yes, sir. Have you seen that movie called Sinners?
No.
It reminded me of what you were talking about this morning about, the blacks and the down in the South. And this movie was filmed, I guess, based in Mississippi. But it talked about, you know, there plantation, you know, and they had these brothers who were part of some type of thing going on down there.
Somebody
but they moved to Chicago.
Somebody else mentioned that to me, so I may check it out.
Check that out. It's really good. Okay. It reminds me of you, how you talk about, you know, picking cotton and all that stuff. So they show stuff like that.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you, Eric. You stay with it. Do the silent prayer. Stay with it. Stay with it. And now that you're returned to the Father, you can only have an amazing life now. There's no other choice.
I really appreciate it, Jesse. You're out here definitely changing my life and everyone else's life. And I'm so grateful that I found you. I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. And you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Do not give up. If the whole world turned against you, that's fine. You stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give them the finger.
That's right. Yeah, Cherokee. Thank you, man.
That's right. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing call. Thank you. 888-7753-773. That void that you feel inside, like something is missing. You may have all the finance. You may have a lot of fake friends. You may be famous or non-famous. You may be whatever color, male or female. You still have an emptiness. You still feel that something is missing. And you may have all these people around you that say they love you. And you say you love them. And you have a husband and you have a wife or you have children and you have the, and you're still empty. Something is missing. And nothing outwardly, nothing outside of you seem to fulfill that void. What you don't know, that void is a yearning for the Father. It is yearning to return to the Father. And all who are born of the mother, and all are, except Jesus. Well, he came through her, but he's not of her. But all who are born of the mother, the flesh, must be born of the spirit if you want to be free. It's up to you. Let me go quickly to Gilbert. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Gilbert out of Europe. Gilbert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Why do you need a pope?
Well, I'll just say that I was baptized a Catholic and tried to join the church for many years. Still go to Mass every now and then, but to answer that question, we don't need a pope. It's just a hierarchical position in the massive bureaucracy that is the Catholic Church. And those that seem to think that they need a pope is because, although they profess to have a sky daddy who they call God, or actually Jesus in that church, they don't believe in God. And so they need an earth daddy who they call the pope. And that's the one who they put their trust in and listen to, because it's a physical manifestation in their eyes of a higher order and someone who professes to have a direct connection with God.
What does the pope do?
If the position was originally the Bishop of Rome, and to be a bishop, that's the highest order, and then they run the diocese, and then the pope chooses certain bishops to be cardinals. And those are the College of Cardinals that select the new pope, and they work with the bishops to just deal with the day-to-day operations of the church, and then they report directly to the pope.
So the pope doesn't do anything?
He wears the same clothes every day, and he has a nice ring,
of
the church.
He doesn't do anything?
A hierarchical position? No. No.
And so, like,
when he's
out and amongst the people, sometimes, you know how he go and then they get all these people to gather in a certain place, and the pope come and he waves and he let people touch him on the hand and stuff like that. And the people get a thrill. What's that about?
Yeah. It's about the thrill. It's about the ego. It's about thinking that they're touching God. The Catholics that are that devoted are just worked up into a frenzy, thinking that this human is somehow God.
So the people believe that the Pope is from God?
I believe that from God? No, I don't think so. It's more a direct representative of God, the voice of God in human form, similar to what Jesus was.
That's what they think about the Pope?
I believe so. I can't speak for every Catholic on earth, but in my experience, that's what I found.
So is it true that when the Pope speaks, it's supposed to be God's words?
That's deep. Some people think that, and you will find that if you research the Pope and what he does, that he is speaking God's word. But they say the same thing about every priest, that they're speaking God's word. And the reason they needed the priests originally was because most people were not able to read. They were illiterate. Then when people began to be able to read the Bible, and it was changed over from Latin to English and all the other languages, the priests weren't really that necessary, but because people lack real faith and real peace in their life, they need an earth daddy to rely upon.
So was Peter a pope? Was he a Catholic pope?
I don't recall. I thought he was a bishop, but I don't know for sure.
Peter was a bishop.
Peter's Square about 3 weeks ago.
What?
I don't know for sure. I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall. It's such a complex hierarchy that it's difficult to keep it all together unless you're studying it all the time.
It's all like a mess.
I don't study it all the time.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I put my two cents in. What country, where are you calling from in Europe?
Would you believe I'm in a country called Montenegro?
And where is
that? Montenegro is actually what it's called. I'm just trying to be funny.
It's
in the Balkans, which is just south of Croatia and north of Albania, right across the Adriatic Sea from Italy.
Wow.
Do you remember Yugoslavia?
Her around the world. By everybody, anything, Mama. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. Don't ask black men if you remember. But there was a country called Yugoslavia up until the late 90s. That's where they had the Olympics at Sarajevo.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
I do. I remember that. So it doesn't exist anymore?
They all broke up. All those countries broke up into several different countries.
Oh.
And Montenegro's one of them. It's a beautiful country. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
Amazing, man.
Really cool people.
And so were you born there?
No, I'm from California. I travel the world, Jesse. I've called you from Mexico, from the States, and from Italy.
Oh.
And now I'm in Eastern Europe, where I'll be for a couple of years.
Wow,
in
amazing.
In different places.
Well, amazing call, man. Yeah. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Hey, can I ask you a real quick question?
Yes, sir.
What do you guys got planned for Skype next month when it goes away? Can we use another platform from overseas?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't know yet. We'll let you know.
Okay, cool. I'll be listening.
Okay, yeah. They're working on something for sure, and we'll announce it as soon as I know.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jesse. God bless you. I love you, brother, and all of the team.
Okay, if you figure out something, you let me know too, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Will do.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye now. That's amazing. A little bit of history there. Thank you. Nice. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Anthony on Cash App says Pope is Greek for papas, papa, or father.
He's responding to the biblical question?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily.
Thank you. Amazing.
So the Pope means father? Calvin in Ohio says Peter, not Paul. Peter was Peter, not Paul, Jesse.
Peter was a Pope.
Yeah, Pope is just a modern name for head of the church.
But Peter wasn't no Pope.
Peter was considered head of the early Christian churches, so tradition just got passed down. There were many under him, but ultimately they all answered to Peter.
No, but they didn't mean, he didn't mean like the head of a physical church. He meant the head of the church of the body.
You are welcome, old man.
Thank you. But when Jesus told Peter, upon the rock, I'm going to build my church or something like that. He meant up on the church that's in the body with that type of faith, insight. Peter can see that he was the son of God. And so God didn't mean like going to make him a pope. What's up? And the head of a church called Pope Church. But thank you. Amazing.
Santino, everybody and they mama are carrying water. You might as well start Punchy's Purifier Water. Get in on the action, Jesse. Amazing.
Oh, good idea. Thank you.
Todathon says, I'll never understand why blacks talk different, or I've never understood why they talk different. We went to the same schools, same English classes. Are they being racist, talking that way, keeping themselves different on purpose?
That's a good question. I think it passed down, because in the good old days, that's how black people spoke. Y'all come now, here. I ain't going down there. I like the chicken leg. So I think maybe it'll pass from generation to generation. Because if you're white and your white parents spoke proper, and English was really important to the whites,
yeah,
and then the kids would do the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's in the homes, and then also they are into the black thing, and the black thing is very stylish, and so they try to talk extra stylish.
Yeah, you hear that? What that crazy female Democratic woman? She's so crazy,
Jasmine Cricket.
Jasmine Cricket. They say she used to speak proper English,
yeah,
but now she's gone black.
Mm-hmm. She was unrecognizable.
Really.
Looks and speaking wise.
She go all the way black.
I gotta dig up that video to show you. Oh my goodness.
Okay. She tried desperately to keep getting the black votes. Amazing. Thank you though.
But with all I wanna say is they don't really care about us. Rest in peace, MJ. Beware of the children of the lie. Thank you, JLP. Good luck, everyone.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great song.
Yeah.
Wayne in Texas, biblical question.
Why do we need a pope?
The leader of the first church was James, Acts 15:13. But Catholics believe that, in fact, it was Peter. Thus, each pope is supposed to be the continuation of Peter's church. They choose Peter because Jesus, Matthew 16:18, on this rock I'll build my church. But in context, he was referring to Christ and not Peter. We do not need a pope. Jesus is the only intercessor.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Stop the cap with another coffee. So, since you keep having a problem with blacks calling themselves African-American, do you also have an issue with whites calling themselves Irish or Italian-American or Asians Asian-American instead of American? Can't be one-sided, Jesse.
No, if you are an American, you should be that, not hyphenated. And in the good old days, it was not hyphenated. You heard the black guy say in the first hour from the 1967, I think, I'm an American. He didn't see himself as black American or some other country American. He was an American. And in the good old days, that was the attitude of black people. They were American and they loved being American. Amazing. Thank you.
And indeed, that's why we whites don't like the Irish and Italians, because they identify with their Irishness and Italianity.
Yeah. Oh, mess. Thank you.
And then the Asians, they identify by country because they hate each other.
Poor Asians.
They don't call themselves Asian American.
Poor Asian.
They're like, I'm Vietnamese. I'm Korean.
Wow. What a mess.
Yeah, terrible mess. We'll read the rest of your super chats later. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I will, let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. Thank you all so much. And we're going to finish up on the Super Chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. You heard the caller mention the cameos. I do cameos for you, and they are amazing. Shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, marriage, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. I'll do them myself for you. Anywhere in the whole wide world, the whole round world. And if you're a flat earther, anywhere up and down the world, we do cameos. All right, check them out. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Peterson. And don't forget to get your Punchy's coffee. Punchy's coffee is amazing. So Punchy coffee is roasted. The roasted coffee is here now. So go to shop now at jesseleepeterson.com/shop. jesseleepeterson.com. No shop.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
What did I say, .com?
Yep, you said .com/shop.
He black.
Maybe we should build that webpage so you can't go wrong no matter what you say.
I'll come up with another way to go wrong. JesseLeePeterson.shop. You'll never find a love like mine. Someone who cares about you. Like I do, you'll never know. Amazing. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. And for the overseas people, we can't send coffee to you yet, but the merch are available worldwide. The merch, amazing merch at JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. And every dime of the coffee goes right back to the nonprofit. So you're helping us to help others. And last but not least for now, brand new episode of the Father's Day. You'll never find a love like mine. Someone who cares about you like I do. Lauren Whiskey, a media personality and political activist, on the Father's Day today at 11 a.m. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
I just could not get clean, and I was hardcore drug use. It wasn't supposed to happen to people like me, and it did. Addiction, it doesn't discriminate. God started to work on my heart. He started to rebuild me from the inside out.
The heart is evil. When you can admit that, he would change it. And he would start to work on everything else.
Every opportunity I could have ever wanted, God gave to me, but it was like only after I had submitted to his will in my life.
Amazing. at 11 a.m., thefallenstate.tv. You can become a member now, a member of the Fallen State on YouTube there, or thefallenstate.tv, or locals.com. All right? And I'll see you at Fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, the meeting start. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
All is well. All is well, Jesse. I just wanted to call and holler at you.
Holla.
And I just love your show. I enjoy listening to it.
Thank you, man.
It's just amazing.
Amazing. Charles, last time called me, you told me my first girlfriend, Ruthie, expired, right?
Yes, yes, she passed on.
And what was wrong with her?
I don't know. I think it was between being a diabetic and sugar went down. Blood pressure went down, and she kind of passed out.
What the? Yeah. I never thought that Ruthie was my first girlfriend, folks. I never thought my first love would die before me. You don't think that way anyway, but that's amazing. May her soul rest in peace.
Yeah. Yep, they feel alive, I think, last Saturday, they feel alive. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yep, so, I got the information. She passed on.
Amazing. Well, my soul rest in peace. Well, I appreciate your call. You working on yourself?
Yes, I'm still enjoying your show. Yeah, I'm still working on myself, and I'm still silent prayer.
Right on.
And it really, really, I enjoy listening to the people and the family give a good message. I have a lot of good messages, and I can relate to them now.
Right on.
What they say, hindsight 2020.
Yeah.
And I, listen back to them, how things went down my way. And how now I can see better now.
Right on. I once was blind, but now I see.
Yeah. When you know better, you do better, so.
Absolutely, man. What the, Charles is my homeboy from Alabama. Amazing.
Alabama, sweet home Alabama it is. Yes, man, it's amazing.
That's right.
And it's just ironic how I became in touch with you through our Annie, just how she told me about it.
Amazing. Well, Charles, it's always good to hear from you, man. Call me again, all right?
Okay, I will, Jesse. Take care, bud. Appreciate you.
And stay with it.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Amazing. Sweet home, Alabama. Josh is out of Texas, Houston, Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Black Friday, Jesse.
It's Black Friday. Amazing.
What's wrong with the black?
That's for sure. Woo.
Man, they are out of control. But before I get into the black, it's killing me to answer that poll question because everybody keeps calling in, giving you like little bits, and then they say, I don't know.
So why do you need a pope?
For one, you don't need a pope. And based on Christian and the Bible, and based on the Christian Bible, the pope would be considered an idol. Basically, the pope is a successor of Peter. When Jesus walked the earth, Jesus anointed Peter to his church and to be the head of his church. So the Catholics say that the pope basically succeeded Peter. And so the role of the pope is he's over all the Catholics. So he's over all the Catholics, and they say that he's the main line to Jesus. So it's like you bring your confessions and your what you want to the Pope, and then the Pope, you sit at his feet, and then he related to Jesus. So he's like the main line to Jesus, and he's over the Vatican in Rome. So Vatican City, the sovereign nation inside of Rome, he's over the whole entire thing.
But Peter wasn't a pope.
I know he wasn't. So that's how they came with the Catholic religion, and that's how they branched off from Christianity and started their own thing. Because think about it, in Catholic religion, they worship Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Pope, the Peter, that's who they worship. They don't really worship God like they say they do. They branched off, and the Pope, because the Pope is also the bridge between Christianity, the other Christian denominations, and the Catholics. So his job is to basically keep that bridge between Christianity and the Catholic Church.
So the Pope is just a made-up thing?
The Pope, basically, let's just say you a pastor over Bond. So basically you would be over all Christianity. So every Christian denomination, everybody would come to you for advice. And if we have questions about being saved, what should we do in a situation, we don't come to God. We don't come to Jesus. We come to you, and then you go to Jesus for us.
And did they, even if the Pope is a liberal, they still think that he's from God?
Absolutely. That's why they put those popes in there, because this last Pope completely flipped the script on everything. Like they wasn't really into politics like that. And then he started getting into the open borders, the transgender, the gay thing, except his last speech on Easter was to embrace those who are different from you.
That and was a Pope talk?
Yeah, that was his last speech before he died. He gave that on Easter and then died right after that speech.
That's amazing. Thank you, Josh. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing. What a mess. I put my 2 cents in Sunday. Thank you, man. Colin is out of Canada. Colin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are
There's
you?
There's one line open for. We're going to try to get to everybody. All is well. Thanks for calling.
Great. I just wanted to call and let you know that my wife gave birth to our first baby boy last week.
Alpha male. Real men make boys first.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it has been amazing. You know, everything's going great. The baby's healthy. My wife's healthy and all that kind of stuff.
What's the baby's first name?
I'd rather not say on the air.
Not the first name?
No.
Okay, right on. But congratulations, man. Real men make boys first.
Thank you.
So you know the secret to making boys first?
I don't, but I guess I unlocked it.
So do you spell your name with 2 L-C-O-L-L-I-N?
Just 1 L.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you. So I just wanted to ask, I've been like, you know, I've been listening to you for years now, and I do the silent prayer every morning, every night.
Yeah.
And I've forgiven my mother and my father. But we don't, my wife and I, we don't talk to my parents because, they're still in hell.
Right.
And since the baby's been born, like, you know, all my friends and most of my family know, but I still haven't told my parents yet.
Right.
And I don't really have any need or desire to tell them. I mean, I don't think that they would cause any trouble or anything like that. I don't feel that it's important.
Right.
But, you know, I've had family and friends tell me, oh, you know, you should tell your parents because you're going to really forget or regret it. And, you know, you're going to, you know, all this lost time whenever they do find out, or it's better they find out through you than, you know, through the grapevine and all this kind of stuff. And I have been doing the silent prayer, and I know you say that, you know, if you don't know what to do, just do nothing. So
yeah.
I've been doing a whole lot of nothing. but, you know, people just keep telling me. And I have been thinking about, you know, when the kid does get older, like he'll probably ask, you know, how come mom has a mom and dad and you don't have a mom and dad, or however the question will come up. So I'm just calling to see if you could give some insight on, you know, how to navigate this overall situation.
First of all, finish your point.
Well, I was just gonna say, like I said, like I don't think it's not like there's any danger of them knowing. There's no like threat or anything like that. I think it's more so just, and I don't really think they would meddle. Like I said, we don't really talk to them. But yeah, so that it is kind of
weird situation to me. People keep asking me, "Oh, why don't you want to tell them?" I'm like, I don't feel like telling them. I don't really have a need or desire to tell them. So, you know, and he's like, "But he's their grandkid. He's a grandson." I'm like, oh, come on. So he's my kid. Right. Yeah. He's not their kid, you know? So yeah, if you could just give me some advice, if there's anything I should consider or
able to say why you don't talk to them anymore?
After I forgave them, we did put in a pretty good effort to, you know, keep the situation was still, they were still trying to control.
Oh yeah.
Everything from like, you know, my job to my marriage and stuff. It wasn't anything dramatic, but you can tell little attempts at control, right? Trying to meddle. So yeah. I just, my wife and I, we agreed we're just not going to talk to them anymore. So
nice.
Kinda, yeah. So
and do you talk to your wife, mother?
Oh yeah, my wife's side of the family. I mean, she's got her own mess with all them, but they really like. I get along with them quite well.
And so they don't try to interfere. They don't try to interfere
no,
with your
all.
Family at all.
Not one iota.
Good. Do you feel? Yeah. Are you feeling any guilt or uncertainty about telling your folks about the baby?
Zero.
Well, then, so the decision is made. Then, don't let other people influence you if you already have made the decision that you don't need to do it. You're not gonna do it. Don't let other people influence you. You have a single mind. Don't be double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who are telling you, oh, you need to tell the pair, they have a grandkid and all that, those are weak people. And if you take their advice, then you're going to end up in the ditch.
That's what I've been thinking all along. The one thing that I thought, though, is when he gets older.
But I wouldn't, don't do it if. Or when, have a way to
right.
see.
Right, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, you know
okay.
what I mean? Because by the time he's older, they could be dead. Or you may be able to explain, well, I don't, here's why I don't talk to them. But don't think about that, though. Don't you worry about the if thing. You just stay in the present.
Right. Yeah, they did know my wife is pregnant, and they do know that he's probably been born by now. It has been a couple of weeks, so.
Right.
They know, it's just that we haven't told them, right? So I think
uncertain, though. You don't sound like confidence that you believe what you believe.
It's more so when he gets older. That's
but
the main
thing. But
why
are you
right?
thinking about when he get old? He just been born.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just do what's in front of you, right?
Yeah, why are you thinking about a future that doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that was a question. Yeah.
It's just one thing that's been on my mind. In the present, as it is now, I have no problem with them not knowing. I don't really care to tell them. I just, thinking about the future, that's the devil's work.
And what have you learned about thoughts?
They're all lies.
So why are you in the future with thoughts? And they're making you feel uncertain and they're making you doubt, what is this going to happen? Why believe thoughts when you know that they're all lies all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
No, that was a question.
You shouldn't.
So why are you doing that?
It's just people keep bringing it up to me. I guess
so you listen
because
to
also,
other people.
I think just in the last week, there's been so many people saying the same thing that, you know, that's why I thought I wanted to tell you that I just had a boy too, but I figured I'd call you and get some advice about this.
What I recommend, you practice staying present so you can be guided by the truth and not by the ideas of other people. Because other people are weak and they're emotional.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pull you back into the hell that they're in. They're subject to their mothers and fathers, and they're not free. So they're trying to pull you back into their misery.
Yeah.
And
but you
and,
know what? Go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Just going to say, over the last few years, there have been four or five times where I've, you know, gone against my own judgment and I've done something someone's asked me to do or whatever the case may be, and it's
bitten me more so than benefited me, right? So
you say what now?
Like, there's things that have come up that I'm like, I don't really feel like doing that. And then for one reason or another, maybe somebody will, like, ask me to do something or say something, and then I do, and then it just comes back. It blows up in my face for one reason or
absolutely.
Another.
Absolutely. You got to live from – I recommend you live from within, and the truth will guide you. And if you see the right thing to do, you do it. If not, you just stay on what you're doing until you see something else to do, and your life would be perfect. You have an amazing life. But you can't be influenced by the outer source and the inner source. You got to make up your mind.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jesse. I do appreciate it. You pretty much told me everything that I thought you were going to say. So.
And that's because you already know the truth. The truth is trying to guide you. But you got to trust the truth and don't be double-minded. You know, the opportunity to come to do what you need to do. Don't go with the thought to say, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? Then you're double-minded and you can't obey the truth when you're double-minded.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you talking about that in church the other day.
Yeah.
Don't be double-minded. So, yeah.
You want me to tell you, may I tell you how to get real and great power and it can't go wrong?
Yeah, please do.
You got to be able to make decisions and just stay with it. Decisions will blow your mind. It will give you the same power that Jesus Christ has when you can make a decision and not be double-minded about it. One decision will lead to another one, and to another one, and to another one. Because decisions are opportunities that are given to you. And when you make that decision, you open it up for another decision, and they're going to be amazing. But you got to be able to make decisions. Like, you know you don't want your son to be seeing your folks. That decision is made for you already. Why not go with that and not be poor? To the left, to the right, to the back, or to the front by other people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make decisions. Is it difficult for you to make decisions?
No, it's not. I think most of it has to do with over the last couple of weeks. I've talked to a lot more people than normal. Like, I usually keep to myself. My wife and I both, we just keep to ourselves and, you know, go to work, come home, have dinner, just spend time together and not really, you know, go out or anything like that. So it's just, there's been so many people on the phone or in person, you know, the baby and everything, that they're just kind of, I guess I let them get into my head a little bit. But no, I am able to make decisions, and I think when I do, it has worked out for the better.
It will work. It cannot fail. So now you made the decision about your parent. Don't be tossed to and fro about that. You keep it and see what happens. That's all.
Okay.
Don't be thinking about, when the baby grow up. The baby is a baby right now. Enjoy that. Enjoy reality and let tomorrow take care of itself.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Jesse, for that, for sure. Like I said, you said exactly what I thought you were going to say. So
amazing. Well, congratulations on the baby and being the first, a boy first. What the?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess you can't say on the air what the secret is. To make boys first, hey.
You already done it. You don't need to know the secret. You did it already.
Okay, I'm asking for a friend.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Bye. Well, thank you, Jesse. Right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. That's a bad outfit. My bad. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But I couldn't hang up on him. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. 100%
better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
The DOJ has canceled a bunch of federal grants. That sounds like good news. It's sending shockwaves, though, through the people. What a mess. And college staffers got equal opportunity, EEOC, equal opportunity in occupation, something or other. Text message surveys related to the attack on the Jews. And they're all rattled by the feds having their information and sending them communication that way. And the National Science Foundation has all this drama. Some guy resigned. And the money-grubbing EU has fined Apple and Meta nearly $800 million over their new little digital competition bill or law. And new flags going up on the White House grounds on the north area. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Black Friday, April 25th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in this third hour coming right up, okay? It is Hake News, Not Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. No Joelle Friday on Fridays, but we will have The Fallen State, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right after The Hake Report. And then American Anchor Baby, back on YouTube, as well as Rumble and DLive. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Department of so-called Justice canceled, maybe justly canceled, more than 350 federal grants this week, with terminations sending shockwaves through the grantee organizations. Some of the canceled grants were used to fight so-called hate crimes. So that's a good thing to cancel. Get rid of people who were fighting hate crimes. That's dumb. And gun violence, obviously no such thing. And opioid abuse. What a mess. They think money's going to solve the problem. Several supposedly helped crime victims find services to assist in their recovery. So that's phony stuff. Good. Glad the DOJ's canceled that mess. Also, other grants funded trauma recovery centers, which is sometimes physical trauma, not sure, or programs to track reform policing. Wow. Tracking and reforming the police. Pff. In other words, a bunch of social justice mess and the juvenile justice system. Pff. When asked why the grants were cut, the DOJ spokesman said the agency was more focused on prosecuting criminals, which is what they're supposed to do, getting illegal drugs off the streets, and protecting American institutions from toxic, quote-unquote, DEI and sanctuary city policies. Right on. The discretionary funds that are no longer aligned with the administration's priorities are subject to review and reallocation, so said the spokesman. Nice. Very good news. I like it. Employees at Columbia University and Barnard College were stunned this week after receiving text messages from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, requesting they complete a survey that asked if they were Jewish, Israeli, or had Jewish-Israeli ancestry, or practiced Judaism. The text messages sent to the staffers' personal devices were part of a federal investigation into workplace practices at those schools. Since returning to office, our greatest president, Trump, has taken aim at so-called higher education institutions under the auspices, according to Commie Nonsense, of fighting anti-Semitism. And CNN spells it all one word, no hyphen, like to pretend like it's real. Some staffers said they were rattled by the questions and the method of communication. Others were upset that the schools had given their personal contact information to the government. What a mess. And the director of the National Science Foundation, a $9 billion agency charged with advancing discoveries across the scientific spectrum, resigned on Thursday. Trump selected Sethuraman Panchanathan to run the NSF, National Science Foundation, during his first term, and Senate unanimously confirmed him. But he resigned amid the Department of Government Efficiency's demands that the NSF cancel hundreds of grants totaling more than $230 million and began sweeping cuts. DEI and mess like that. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? Why? Why do you need a pope? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. You can also listen to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening no matter where you are or what you're doing. Whether working out, on the run, arguing, revengeful, attacking a family, whatever. Excuse me. I had a hiccup. What the? You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Did I mention the biblical question already, Nate? I did. Thank you.
You did.
Okay. It's Friday, and we take all calls. But Friday is, because we love the blacks, Friday is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what's
wrong with the blacks? It's a spiritual problem. Really. It has nothing to do with the physical at all. Nothing. And if you're just tuning in and you missed the first hour of the show today, I highly recommend you watch it, podcast, the first hour, every hour, really, but first hour. We showed you what it was in the good old days with the blacks. You heard it from their own mouth and what it is today with the blacks. It wasn't always this way. The blacks been lied to. They've been set up to be used for personal gain. It's not physical, it's spiritual. And white people are not trying to hold them back. White people is not concerned about if they make it or not, but they believe a lie. They believe a lie, and they're catered to with welfare programs and being told it's not your fault, it's someone else. And even black men believe that, black males. They believe that. How can you believe another person can hold you back? Think about that. Just think about that. What's wrong with you that you are believing in a big old world that somebody else can hold you back? That you think that that's possible? Why don't you know that's angry, mentally ill thinking? And anyone that has anger is mentally ill. They're hypnotized. And you can control them. Why do you think husband and wife make each other mad? They make each other mad because they want to control you. And then when you get angry, they make up for it, and they call it make-up love. All for the thrill. It's all for the thrill because you're hypnotized, you're mentally ill, and you don't know it. One other quick thing. I encourage you, do what you want, to start to make, start making decisions. Make a decision. I don't mean some crazy, stupid decision, and then if you're wrong, nobody can tell you that you're wrong. Not like that. Don't be dumb. But make decisions and don't be double-minded about it. I don't mean do crazy stuff now. You're wrong. Somebody trying to tell you you're really wrong. I ain't wrong. I do what I want. Not like that. Make decisions from the opportunities that present themselves to you. And opportunities are always presenting itself, themselves to you. But you don't see them because you're double-minded and you won't make a decision. Make a decision, see what happens. You're great, you have great, great, unbelievable power in making decisions. Really. I want you to reflect on yourself. Look how unstable and uncertainty you are when you can't make a decision. Like Colin from Canada, he knows that he doesn't want his father and mother to see his, or his family to see his child. Brand new baby, baby boy. Congratulations again. Real men make boys first. But he's been listening to a lot of other people, and he started to doubt himself. Make a decision. I want you to just give it a good try. Make a decision and see what happens. When the opportunity presents itself, opportunity come and you make a decision. It's going to blow your mind. You have real power, folks. You're not left defeated. It's abnormal to be defeated in life. It's abnormal to be emotional in life. It's abnormal. It's not even normal for human beings to be emotional, whether good or bad. No such thing as a good emotion, but whether good or bad, you call good feeling good, but it's not good. It's still deceptive. It's evil. That's an abnormal state of being for human beings to be emotional. I encourage you to work on yourself. All right? There is no love. No love in human beings. You're never going to have love until you return to love. Meaning, you got to drop the anger, the hatred, the jealousy, the envy, the strife. You got to drop it. You got to drop it. And you can't drop anger. It's a lie. It's probably one of the biggest lies ever been told, that anger is good. That Jesus was angry? Jesus was not angry. You can't be of love and of anger. You can't serve two gods. And an angry person is a murderer. And I want to encourage you, do what you want. First see the anger in you so you can overcome it. And never, ever trust an angry person. That doesn't mean you can't work with them. You can't go to the market. You can't buy a new car from them, but you can never trust an angry person. I don't care how sweet and nice they sound. You cannot trust an angry person. I don't care how many degrees, and especially people with degrees, but I don't care how many degrees they have or don't have, how many church degrees or how often they go to church, praise the Lord. An angry person, Christian, would tell you that Jesus was angry. And I mean, think about that. How would you trust that from a Christian? They're telling you Jesus was angry because they have not overcome anger. You can overcome anger. Anger is not good. Anger will make you turn on yourself and others. Fox News has reported a Texas politician was stabbed, and her husband was killed. Think about this. After their grandson allegedly attacked them at their Louisville, Texas home early Monday morning. Their own grandson, according to a report. Here's a report from Fox 4 in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Watch this.
We are not alone.
Healing started Monday evening inside Louisville's Westside Baptist Church. The Louisville community showed up to support a woman who served them for decades, current Denton County Commissioner Bobby Mitchell. And also remember the man who supported his wife for 50 plus years in marriage, 75-year-old Fred Mitchell.
He was without question one of the most supportive spouses. He was comfortable to be wind beneath her wing, to occupy the shadows, and to push her in all that she did. We don't have the answers, but we can at least raise the questions together.
Police say the couple was stabbed early Monday by their grandson, 23-year-old Mitchell Blake Reinecker, who also lived at the home. Just before 4 a.m., a 911 call came from inside the Mitchell residence off Springwood Drive. The dispatcher heard a struggle on the other end of the phone.
The first officer that arrived located a suspect vehicle outside the residence and could hear screaming coming from inside the residence.
Officers able to detain Reinecker. Bobby and Fred Mitchell were rushed to the hospital. Neighbors woke up to a crime scene across the street.
After an Easter day, we were just out here having so much fun, Easter egg hunt, and then we go to sleep at night and something like this horrific happens is really scary.
They black. What the? So that man was happy being the wind beneath his wife's wings. What a baby. Boo! He was happy being the wings beneath his wife's wings. He just pushed her to whatever she wanted to do. What a beta. But this is what anger would do, folks. It will make you hurt your own folks and yourself. Why don't you drop the anger and be free? Anger is not good. Anger is hatred. Hatred separates you from life, from God. The Texas politician is expected to survive. But investigators are still working to determine a motive. Watch this.
Bobby is expected to survive. However, her husband later died from his injuries.
That family, you need to hold them in your hearts, in your prayers.
Bobby Mitchell has a long history of leadership with the city of Louisville, described as a woman of incredible faith and a trailblazer. She served as a Louisville City Council member and then was elected to be the city's first black mayor in 1993.
Reinecker is charged with murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Detectives did locate a kitchen knife from the scene. Detectives, however, are still working to find out the motive in this case and what led up to this horrific attack.
Amazing, huh? That's what anger will do. You cannot trust an angry person. So it's up to you. Drop your anger or live in hell. All angry people are hateful. They're evil and they're miserable. They're emotional. They have doubt. They can't make decisions. They have no love. They're lost. Drop the anger. Anger is not natural. It's an unnatural state of being. You were not created to be angry. I'm just trying to encourage you, but if you want to hold on to the anger and suffer and think someday we get to heaven, you'll be free, whatever. I wouldn't take that risk. One other quick example of what anger would do for you. And these are like small, I mean, not small, but big examples. But anger will make you gossip. It makes you judge. It makes you cause you to want to get revenge. It will make you lonely. It will make you suicidal. It will make you empty. It will make you think that you're a woman when you're a man, or a man when you're a woman. It'll make you, there's no freedom in it at all. You're living in prison. The imprisonment of anger. Anger is dark. Anyone who has anger is lost, and they're a murderer. They cannot be trusted. I want to show you another quick example from what will happen when you have anger. You will hurt your own family members. This family is black. But it doesn't matter the color. All human beings, you must drop your anger if you want to be free. You got to work on you. And don't ever believe that anger is normal. It's not normal to be angry. It's abnormal. There's no peace in anger. Fox 2 Detroit. Police said a fight between two brothers started hours after their mother died. It left at least five people shot in Detroit. Watch this from Fox 2 Detroit.
And we begin with breaking news out of the west side of Detroit, where five family members have been sent to the hospital, all of them with gunshot wounds. Detroit police say there was a fight between family members, and then things escalated into a full-on shootout.
Yeah, two people, though, are critical condition and three in temp serious. But let's talk about what happened. Let's rewind the clock back to yesterday. And that's what led up to all this, is a family member died after a long-term illness. She was an elderly woman. And then today, all the family members were together trying to discuss logistics after a passing, what to do as far as funeral arrangements go, where to have the body taken, when all of a sudden chaos broke out, a physical altercation, then a shooting. We know right now, as I said at the top, that two brothers in their 50s, in critical condition, and then three women who are also family members, one of them the wife of one of the brothers, and then also a niece who is in her 20s, also in the hospital.
What a mess. Hold on to your anger if you want. You're going to always be lonely. You're going to always be anxious. You're going to always be uncertain. You're going to always be stressful. You're never going to be free of any of those things until you drop the anger. Anger is hatred. Hatred has no love. There's nothing but destruction. Isn't that amazing? Look, these people are like 50-something years old, they say. Here's a little bit more about detail on the shooting from the Detroit Assistant Police Chief. Watch this.
Sounds like it started with the two brothers in a physical altercation. Gun falls out of the one brother's waistband. Another brother picks it up, fires a shot. Others return fire to defend that person. And even when the original officers, the responding officers arrived at scene, they were still fighting on the front lawn. One of the family members had a broom, hit another family member with the broom.
Okay, so right now we know that there's also a person who was inside the house. This all happened outside, but who was inside the house, who was suffering from a stroke, who is recovering from that. Police worried that he could have maybe been hit in this, but he's okay. And then also a bullet hit another house. Luckily, no one was hit.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. And that 21-year-old, the first story about the grandson killing the grandparents, or the grandfather at least, I think the grandmother made it. But the 23-year-old grandson lived with his grandparents. He stabbed them, according to the report. Anger is not evil, not good. Anger is evil. Drop the anger. It's not normal to be emotional. It's not normal to be angry. It's not normal to be stressed. It's not normal to worry. Why are you living an abnormal life when you can be free? You can be free. But do what you want. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time caller, Alan, out of California. Alan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. So good to talk to you, man. God bless you.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that.
So when I called today, yesterday I heard my dog going crazy, and I thought, you know, maybe it's a cat or something. So I creep around real quietly to the front of my gate, and I see my next door neighbor hanging over the fence, spitting towards my dog, antagonizing it. And I sat there for about 30 seconds because I was in shock. And I finally told him, hey, why are you spitting at my dog, antagonizing it? And he goes, no. She's trying to assert dominance, so I'm asserting dominance back. And I told him, what are you talking about, man? You're stressing my dog out, spitting in my backyard. And he goes, no, ha, ha, ha. Starts him and hawing around, joking and trying to make it into a big joke. And I was just stunned because I've known this guy for like 2 years. I was always cool with him. And I just thought what you always say, like anger's evil. And I was furious. So I just walked away and I just kind of went inside and I prayed on it. And I put it on to God. But, man, I'm scared it's going to mess up the relationship living next door to this guy. I'm trying to let it go. I don't know what to do.
When you say you pray, you give it, what did you say about God?
I went in my room and I prayed and I asked God, I said, God, I'm going to leave this situation in your hands. That's what I did, Jesse.
I got you. And your question for me is what?
What do you think I should do? Do you think I should talk to this guy about it? Do you think I should just let it go? I'm not sure what to do.
Let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah, let it go for now. And the reason for that, because the lesson in it for you is that you got angry. And that anger is still inside of you. The anger that you have had nothing to do with the incident itself. It had nothing to do with the dog and the man spitting at the dog. The anger was already in you. So be glad to see that. Don't deny it. Don't blame the guy that you got mad. Be glad to see it so you can overcome it. Be aware of it so you can overcome it. Because if you didn't have the anger, you would have dealt with that situation in a perfect way. So just be glad you saw it. Don't get in your head about, well, next time I see him, I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to yell at him. Do not decide to have a way to see. But be glad to see that you still have the spirit of anger in you. Why don't you drop your anger?
I want to so bad, Jesse. I'm trying every day. I listen to you, do the silent prayer. I always try to choose peace now. Now that it's prevalent to me, now that I see it, the anger that's evil inside me.
And why don't you drop it?
Oh man, I guess it's an old bad habit. It's easier to be angry. It's harder to love. But I feel like that was pretty good for me to walk away and just let it go inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But don't let the thoughts tell you, well, now you can't talk to him anymore. Now when you see him, you have to do this and that. Don't plan anything like that. Have a way to see and just work on overcoming the anger. Do you know how to drop the anger?
I'm not sure, Jesse. I think just pray to God, keep trying, do the silent prayer, just realize that everyone's imperfect.
The way to drop the anger is to watch it. When that anger comes up, thoughts and anger emotions comes up, just be aware of them, but don't call it you. It's not you. Those are evil things in you, but it's not you. So don't call it you. You can say, you know what, to yourself, I see that anger, but it's not me. It's not me. I feel that anger. Like with that incident with the dog and the neighbor, I would have recommended that you're like, wow, I see that I want to be angry. I see that thing trying to make me angry, but it's not me. And just watched it, and I promise you it'll be taken away because the light is shining on the darkness, and the light will destroy the darkness. The anger is the darkness, and the anger is not you. So be aware of that anger. Don't blame that guy. Don't say he made me angry. He did not make you angry. That anger was already in you. And if you watch it and don't call it you, it will be taken away.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
That makes sense?
It does make sense, yes. The anger is not me. It's a spirit.
Yes. And that God did not make you angry. That incident had nothing to do with the anger. The anger was already in you, and that incident brought it out. But it's in you. It's not outside. It's in you. Be aware of it. I promise you, man, it will be taken away from you, Alan.
Okay, thank you very much, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, I am.
Okay, practice being present. Stay with it. So when you see this guy again, the anger going to tell you, oh, look at him. He going to mess with your dog. It's going to tell you, don't play with him. Don't even say hello. But don't decide to have a way to see. You can say hello, go about your day, and you'll be fine.
Okay, awesome, Jesse. That's what I needed to hear. I was wondering. I've been sitting on this story. I've been waiting to call you.
Yeah. Don't let the anger create an enemy, because it want you and your neighbor to become enemies.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I just want peace.
That's right. And so just have a wait and see. You may hate and talk to him, or you may not. You may do that, but do not blame him. Don't come up with a plan. Have a wait and see.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, sir. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753. Your hell, your thrills are inside of you, folks, already. And when it comes up, it's coming up inside of you, and it has nothing to do with the situation at all. But you believe the lie, you think it does. Is it Dalton out of Washington State?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me go to Dalton out of Washington State. Dalton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
All right. Well, I was just thinking it's getting close to summertime, and then next year is going to be America's 250th birthday, right?
Okay.
And then so White History Month is going to be pretty sweet.
Will they be celebrated in July or the whole year?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. You created White History Month, so
right, but
you made the call.
No, I mean that. I know that the birthday of America is coming up, but I don't know when they celebrate. Do they celebrate the birthday of America the whole year or July?
The 4th of July.
Really? July is White History Month, and we're coming up with the eighth year, I believe, of celebrating White History, 7 or 8 years. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, it's going to be, I wonder if many more people have gotten the word about White History Month.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you, man, every year it gets out more and more and more. My desire is to hopefully get trust, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we'll see. I want Donald Trump to declare July White History Month. In the same way that you put it about Black history, woman history, homosexual history, all that mess. We want White History to be July to be White History Month.
Yeah, that would be the dream come true on the 250th birthday.
Happy birthday, America. Thank you, Dawson. I got to take a quick break. 888-77 Jesse, when I come back, your phone calls and super chat. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State at 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. Check it out. And become a member, too, of The Fallen State. Locals or The Fallen State there on YouTube, TheFallenState.tv. And then at 12, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. And I'll see you at Fellowship on Sunday. Fellowship is at 11 a.m. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You're all invited. Come on down. But if not, you can watch it on live. And you can podcast at rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. And last but not least, support us on social media. What the? Social media, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Light. Follow, subscribe, ring the bell, comment. Y'all know what to do. And I do appreciate it. And be sure to support us. Support Bond and everything that we're doing. Help us to help others. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Chris out of Florida. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Right on. Just want to ask.
So,
I was having a conversation with my stepfather yesterday, and he asked me about my financial situation, like, my IRA or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you say that you shouldn't tell people your personal business.
Right.
And so I ended up telling him, but I knew at that moment of like, I shouldn't tell him because it's not something that he needs to know about.
Right.
So inside, it seems like I already know the answer. Like, I just shouldn't tell people my personal business, regardless of who it is. But I just want to ask, what do you think about that?
What do I think about you telling him?
Well, just in general about
something
is, I don't know if it's small or what, but telling something, a detail like that, some like your financial situation.
Why did you feel weird after you told him?
Because it felt like I shouldn't have told him. Like, he does, like inside my head, I was thinking, well, I don't need to tell him that. He doesn't need to know. And I did get, I did talk to myself and get upset after that. I see that there's still some thoughts going on or some anger in me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
And were you upset at yourself for telling him, or were you upset at him for asking?
Both.
And I already know that, but when he asked, why didn't you say, well, all is well? Why did you have to tell him the details?
I think I went unconscious, and I wasn't sure whether I should tell him or not. And I didn't do like you say, like I see the reality of what you're saying, and that it's something, it's your world. You shouldn't try to let other people in. Just stay on the right path. But yeah. What was your question again? Why did I get upset?
Yeah, why did you get upset after telling him?
Because I thought that maybe I shouldn't have told him.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have just said, it's none of your business.
all is well, something like that. But here's what you
right,
do.
Right, all is well.
Don't resent telling him, now that you have told him, realize you should not have told him, so you can see why you were so weak. You told him, well, you know you should not have told him, right? And watch the feelings and the thoughts that you're having, because it's all happening inside of you. It's not happening outside of you. And it's not his fault that you told him. You did it out of fear or weakness, some type of weakness. Watch that. Don't judge it. And then you will overcome it. Seeing it will change it.
Okay.
So don't let the thoughts tell you, oh, you should have done that. You're weak. And I can't believe he asked you that kind of question. It's not his business. Pay no attention to the thought. Watch them, but don't react to them. Know that they're thoughts and you will overcome.
Okay.
And this
that
guy, what you told your uncle, right?
No, stepfather.
Oh, stepfather, okay. And so don't worry about it. Don't get into your head about it. Be aware that the thoughts are trying to make you doubt it, make you regret it, and all that. Take the pain of that. Be aware of the pain. It's happening in your body, but not you. And you will overcome it, and it will never happen again.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah, but don't...
I appreciate it.
Don't judge and listen to those thoughts. They want you to judge so they can control you. It's the only reason. And they want you to blame your stepfather. Why did he have to ask you that? He ain't going to tell you all kinds of things. But it happened inside of you, and it had nothing to do with your stepfather.
That makes sense.
He didn't tie you down and made you tell him, right?
No. He just asked.
Yeah, so don't judge it. Be aware of it, and let the light take care of it.
Okay.
Are you practicing being present all the time?
Yes, sir. Yep, and yeah, whenever a thought comes up or I notice I'm like getting emotions, I just watch it.
Yeah.
Let it pass.
Yeah.
So.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, just stay with, don't judge this, be glad to see it, that this is inside of you, because it happening, all that you're thinking and feeling about it is inside of you. And your stepdad, your whatever dad, he is not to blame for that. It's in you. You'll overcome it. Just don't blame him. Don't blame you. You just were not able to see what you were doing.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks, Jesse. Yeah, I appreciate you.
You're welcome, brothers. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Will do.
All right.
And have a good Friday. And yeah, we're coming up on White History Month, so that's
That's a blessing right there.
July is White History Month. Amazing. July just feels white. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Australia. Australia. And talk to first-time caller, Chester. Chester, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Chester.
Not here from Australia.
All the way from question, down under.
All the way down under. My question is, what would you say to someone who says to you that they're a homosexual and they need to, I don't know what the question would be, rebuilding the man. What sort of a man am I? I've done 10 years of 10, 15, 20 years of just going through this. I'm a homosexual. And now here I am drinking. And what am I going to do? What kind of a man am I now?
And who are you?
I don't know anymore.
And what?
I don't know.
When you say I don't know anymore, did you know at one time?
I don't even know if I did. I don't even know if I did.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I think the whole gay thing, the whole homosexual thing has fucked me over to the point where I'm just sitting here, drinking away my sorrows, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, okay.
As someone that would say they're a homosexual. Not that I want to say that, but that's just the way that I feel.
Here's what I recommend, Chester. Never say that again. Don't ever call yourself that again, because it's not you. It was never you. You just identify with it because you resent. And this anger that started with your mother, it's from her. You have her mother's spirit, your mother's spirit, so you feel like a woman on the inside because you have the feelings, the thoughts and emotions of your mother. And so don't ever call yourself again. Don't be angry about it or glad about it. Be glad to see, be grateful to see that it's not you. Stop calling yourself that, and I promise you the spirit of that will be taken away from you. It's not you.
Okay.
No.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, I didn't know you were going to say that, but I thought you would. And then my next question, then what happens after that, though? Because I know even if I do that, I'm not. I know what I should be. I know I should be attracted to women, and I should have a wife and children by now.
How old are you?
Why? I'm 35.
Why do you think you should have that? Why do you think you should have that?
Because that's the natural order of things.
But that's not the natural order.
You don't think that's the natural order of things?
No.
No, not me. I'm saying having. Why would I not be attracted to women?
It's not natural or unnatural to be attracted to women. The men who, when you're attracted to the woman, you're in a fallen state. You're no different than when you're in the fallen state by being attracted to men. It's the same spirit. Men feel the same way about women that men feel about men. It's the same spirit. It's not love at all. It's lust. And it's dark, and it has nothing to do with love at all. Zero. It's the same spirit. Homosexuals would tell you they love the man. They feel that way about men. They say you the same thing that men say about women or women say about men. It's not love at all. It's ego. It's lust. And it has nothing to do with God. It's the same spirit. And this idea that, oh, I should have a family, I should be this, that's another setup. The only thing you should have is a relationship with the truth. You should love the truth more than anybody or anything, and you should only want the truth and nothing else. So all you got to do now is stop calling yourself. Have you got calling yourself that? Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No.
And why not?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Because she was a schizophrenic, so it would be hard to do it, but I haven't done it.
Well, do,
I know that you said that I should do that.
Yes, stay close to your phone, but yes, I promise you, man, I'm telling you the truth. And just like any other spirit,
I know you are.
Go and forgive your mother for recreating her image. She made you angry at a kid. When you became angry, you took on her spirit, her identity. And that's what's driving you. It's not your identity. It's not from God. It's not who you are. Forgive her and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. Do the silent prayer, and I promise you, you'll be just fine. All those things will be taken away. They're just false identities. They will be taken away, and you'll be free. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You have nothing to feel bad about. You have never done anything wrong in your life. You have never done anything right. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You've just been listening to the wrong spirit because you're angry. Drop the anger.
Yes. Okay.
And then,
okay, thanks.
And then the alcohol, yep. drinking the alcohol is just keeping you in denial. Don't use alcohol to feel good, all right? Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm not doing the silent prayer. Alcohol doesn't make me feel good. Alcohol just makes me forget, just numb everything, so I don't feel anything.
Right on. Well, you don't want to forget. You want to be aware of it, but don't call it you.
Okay.
And then the spirit of truth would take it away. And don't be saying, oh, I should be married. I should be attracted to women. I should do that. That's a setup. That's not love, all right? But you just used to, the first rule of life is to love the truth more than God, the more than anybody or anything, along with nothing or no one else. And then the truth will work your life out for you. It will cause you to have an amazing life. You'll be fine. So go and forgive your mother and father. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks a lot.
I wish appreciate it. You're welcome. I wish you well.
I will, and I'll call back in.
Okay. Thanks. Bye now. The same spirit, men and women, it's the same spirit. Men don't love women, and women don't love men. Homosexual men don't love each other, and lesbians don't love each other. It's all hate, and they'll call it love, and they all have the same feeling. They call it love when it's really hate. It's not love. Really. And you can overcome, but you got to drop the anger. You got to forgive. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Wayne from Texas just got back from Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Not one American car could be found out of the thousands of cars I saw on the streets. This might be the same for the entire European bloc, Paris, Germany, Amsterdam. In fact, it probably is the same for other industries such as agriculture, pharmaceuticals, and technology. We need an even playing ground. Thank you to the great white hope for tariffs.
Amazing. Bringing back tariffs.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, and this country doesn't have time either.
That's
amazing.
Right.
He ain't playing. Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne in Texas. Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question. The first leader of the church was James, Acts 15:13. But the Catholics believe it was Peter, because Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, Matthew 16:18. But Jesus, in context, was speaking about Christ. So two witnesses, Peter was not the church leader, and Jesus Christ is not building his church on Peter. We do not need a pope. Jesus is the only intercessor.
So are they responding to the biblical question?
Yep.
Thank you. What Why do we need a pope? Thank you. Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Kurt asks why you haven't interviewed a certain person. Thank you for the guest tip.
Thank you. Send all suggestions to producer at jessaleepeterson.com. Producer at jessaleepeterson.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Natalie, National Weather Service, ain't nobody's business if I don't learn English. Sang it, Jesse. I love the show.
If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark, Black Friday for Black Excellence. When can we get along? Strong arm, red heart, thanks, hands, idea emoji, light bulb. Shout out to Bond for making a real difference in so many families.
Right on. You're going to get along when you overcome the world. You got to overcome the world. Really. And you'll be just fine. It's going to be amazing when you overcome the false self, the illusion. Just think about this. We can spend a lifetime living in an illusion, thinking we're living real life. Living in an illusion. Think about it. That's mind-blowing. And if you don't know you're in an illusion, how do you know you're an illusion that you had to overcome if you don't know you're living a lie, living in an illusion? What a mess. Thank you.
Punchy bought a coffee. When did you notice men started to date single moms? Seems so unnatural. Was this unheard of when you were younger?
I will hear about that once in a while, every blue moon, but very, very rare. I really started hearing more and more about it when I started doing radio. I used to do radio. We started out doing radio and then TV and then the internet. So I really started hearing about it way back then when I first started doing radio. What a mess! Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP. Hey, Jesse, you're looking too deep into the Pope's role.
I don't know what the role is. I just want to know what's the purpose of a Pope. Why do you need a Pope? Because I don't see the purpose. Amazing. Thank you.
Sunshine 7879 says, Lou Rawls, musical notes.
You're never mine, a love like mine. Someone who love you like I do. Amazing. <Isn't it?
laughs> Very nice.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sunshine. Jody Samurai bought a coffee. They call the Pope the Vicar of Christ, which means the earthly representative of Christ. But I think it's all a bunch of baloney.
Thank you. That's response to the biblical Christ.
I guess so.
Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you so much. I want to go to Timothy out of Washington State. Timothy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Timothy.
Yeah, I was calling. I am a beta male. Man. I live with my mother.
You live with your mama?
Yeah, unfortunately.
How old are you?
40.
Why are you living with your mama?
Well, I didn't plan on that, but I moved back from Montana back here to Washington, and I started working, but then I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So then I got on Social Security, and then I've been just getting that, and I didn't have any chance to move out anywhere else.
And so what is it like living with her at 40?
Oh, it's horrible. But I did forgive her, so that was perfect.
Right on.
I forgave my mother, and then I got a hold of my father and forgave him. And forgiving her, because she always told us when I was younger that, you know, your anger comes from your father, you know, and I'm just like, no. And I forgave her. I'm like, well, you're the one who gave me the anger. It didn't come from my father.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And give me a quick example of why it's horrible living with her.
Well, she just something going on with her body, so she can't walk very well, and she's pushing around a stroller inside the house. And she did go to the hospital, and then they were gonna get a place for her to go stay, but they want to take all of her finances. So I just, you know, I'm like, you need to just come back here. And I mean, I'm not taking care of her, but you know, we eat dinner together every night. And I told her, when you go to the hospital, you got to find somebody to take you up there, because I'm not going to do it.
Oh, we love my mama. Timothy, did you have a question for me?
Well, I was just going to let you know, I the last Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I had court for the... They're taking me away from my son then giving him to a foster parent.
Really?
And it was, yeah, and I told him that's why, because I stopped
Timothy,
having contact. Last contact I had with my son is we had a Zoom call, and then he was getting, I could see the eyes.
How old is he?
13.
Okay, listen, call me if you can first thing Monday morning. I'll take your call as soon as you call in. To be fair, it's not like an important call. I don't want to just rush through it. Can you call me on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, call me back on Monday. Remind the screener when you call in. I ask you to call back, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What a mess! I'm out of time. The hate report is coming now. And then the Fall Estate at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12. I'll see you at church on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. I don't care what happens. Drop the anger. Drop it. Men and women. And be free. You can be free. You know how to live abundance. Is it Jamil? Jamil out of Jerusalem. I love Israel. Callie, a first-time caller out of Florida, and the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Thank you for your super chats and all that. We'll finish up on Monday with those if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and forgive your mother and your father, and God will forgive you and make you free. All right? Take care for an amazing Black Friday. Have a good one. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.